Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
This is the evening news on Highland Radio. Almost €12,000 worth of drugs has been seized during a Gartha operation across Donegal. Cocaine and cannabis were seized. The items have now been sent for forensic analysis. Gardaí have seized what they're describing as one of the most significant car bombs recovered in the Republic since the Good Friday Agreement. The device contained military-grade explosives. It was discovered during a car search in Carrickmacross in County Monaghan. Foyle MP Colm Eastwood says the vehicle may have been on its way to Derry. The Justice Minister says lives could have been lost. And a major police investigation was launched in Limavady last night after a man threatened children. Later in the bulletin, Mark's here with sports news. That's coming up at around 5:45. But we begin with the seizure of drugs in Donegal. Gardaí say a small quantity of cannabis and a quantity of cocaine with a combined total of around €11,700 was seized. Searches took place at properties in Letterkenny, St Johnstone, Ballybofey and Castlefin. The operation was led by the Donegal Divisional Drugs Unit with support from the Armed Support Unit, the Dog Unit and members of Gartha stations across the county. During the searches, Gartha recovered cannabis with an estimated value of €1,000 and cocaine worth €10,700. All of the items seized have been sent for forensic analysis. Gardaí have seized what they're describing as one of the most significant car bombs recovered in the south since the Good Friday Agreement. The device containing military-grade explosives was discovered in a car stopped at Carrickmacross in County Monaghan earlier this week. Foyle MP Colm Eastwood says the vehicle may have been on its way to Derry. A man in his 40s and a woman in her 20s remain in Gartha custody for questioning. Gartha Commissioner Justin Kelly says the operation followed a lengthy intelligence-led investigation.
This was a significant explosive device. We have two people still in custody, so we're questioning them at the moment. This was not a random stop. Obviously, this is an intelligence-led operation. So we certainly do have information in relation to the individuals involved.
The Justice Minister says there could have been lives lost if it wasn't for that Gartha interception. Minister Jim O'Callaghan says that dissident Republicans still pose a threat.
There is an ongoing threat from dissident Republicanism. Like, we need to recognise that, and what happened is evidence of that. Obviously, there would have been a very serious criminal act taking place if the intention of what appears to be the suspect's ambitions was allowed to happen.
A major police operation was launched in Limavady last night following reports of a man behaving threateningly toward children in a local park. Police received a report at around 5 to 9 that a man had told children to leave the park in the Benavina Drive area in a threatening manner. The PSNI say reports circulating on social media claim the man made sexualized comments to children. They were not reported to police, they're stressing. Officers are urging the public to avoid speculation and to contact them directly with any information. A number of infrastructure projects are to be fast-tracked under new laws prioritising critical infrastructure. The projects, including Metrolink and the Galway City Ring Road, have been designated as being of national importance, giving them priority status for faster processing and decision-making. Three electricity grid projects have been designated: the North-South Interconnector, Letterkenny 110 kV redevelopment project, and the construction of a new series capacitor in Laois. Well, the Infrastructure Minister, Jack Chambers, says the projects will strengthen energy networks.
These are all critical projects and components of Ireland's electricity network. They will improve system resilience, reduce electricity bills over time, strengthen connectivity and support the transition to a cleaner and more secure energy system. Reliable energy infrastructure is essential not only for climate objectives, but also for housing delivery, enterprise investment and economic competitiveness.
The government is being urged to set up a dedicated concrete testing laboratory in Letterkenny. The call has come from Councillor Dennis McGee, who says changes to the testing regime would speed up testing for homes affected by defective concrete, while also significantly reducing costs for both homeowners and the state. 100% redress Councillor Dennis McGee says a private company in England has shown that defective concrete testing can be completed within weeks rather than months, and he claims adopting a similar approach here would save significant time and potentially around €50 million.
One house could cost as about €700, right? Mm. Instead of that, it could cost anything up to €7,000. So it's pure waste of money coming from a private company. Like, they're happy. I mean, this is a private enterprise, like, that's telling the state this is a way that you could save money, like.
And it doesn't make sense for that not advice not to be followed. Or why is it not being followed?
Well, it's pure madness. Like, it's just mad. I can't get my head around it. Why the state wouldn't listen to these guys. Like, first of all, we should have a lab in Letterkenny because we're the epicenter of this humanitarian crisis that we have in this county. Like, so for them not to and NSAI to insist on going to Test Suite B, it's just pure madness. Like, you talk about being fiscally responsible, and this is madness. This is just throwing money away. Now we're left in a situation where Donegal County Council have to go out and patch up houses, like, which is madness again, because we're going to have to revisit this here again down the line.
And that was Councillor Dennis McGee speaking there to Donna Marie Doherty. 206 Garda graduates were attested in Templemore today. Three of them have been assigned to Donegal. Two will be stationed in Letterkenny, with one allocated to Buncrana. Deputy Patrick Cope Gallagher says any increase in Garda numbers is positive and to be welcomed, but he's disappointed that more aren't coming to the northwest.
I have indicated to the Minister and to the Commissioner that Donegal should receive a pro rata number for Donegal. It's not all about the cities, it's about rural Ireland, and the Minister and the Commissioner have a responsibility to provide additional guards for rural Ireland and also for the Gaeltacht. So while I welcome this, it's a guarded welcome only.
It usually is the same story each time round, that, you know, we are disappointed because there isn't enough. Do you think that these conversations that you're going to have will have an impact for next time round?
Well, I would hope so. And I met the Commissioner last week, Justin Kelly, while he was in the committee in the Dáil, together with the new Assistant Commissioner, Dennis Ferry. And I said to both of them that I was extremely anxious that Donegal will get a fair and equitable share, but this is not a fair and equitable share, 3 out of 206. So it'll be on my agenda when the Dáil resumes in the autumn.
And that was Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher. We've just received an update from Gardaí with regards to the investigation into the seizure of that car bomb in Carrickmacross earlier this week. A statement from Gardaí just issued says they continue to investigate all the circumstances surrounding the vehicle that was stopped on the N2 south of Carrickmacross on Wednesday. The female aged in her 20s who was arrested has since been charged in relation to the investigation. She's due to appear before a special sitting of Trim District Court this evening at 7 o'clock. The male aged in his 40s arrested in connection with the investigation remains in detention in a Garda station in the Dublin region, and their investigations are continuing. So just to confirm, a woman in her 20s has now been charged and is due to appear in court in Trim later this evening in connection with the seizure of that car bomb in Carrickmacross on Wednesday. The campaign group Women for Election is welcoming the Local Democracy Task Force's recommendations on increasing the participation of women, people with disabilities and people from minority backgrounds in local politics. Ireland currently ranks 22nd out of the EU's 27 states with respect to the number of women in local government. Women hold just 27% of council seats in this country. In Donegal, the figure is just 8%. Darcy Lonergan of Women for Election is a former Dublin City Councillor who also served a term as a Town Councillor in Carrickmacross. She says with only 3 women on the local council, Donegal is losing out on very important perspectives.
Donegal is 3 women. You have 2 municipal districts with no women at all, which within itself, there's women that live there, so it automatically makes it unrepresentative of the people in that location. In the last local elections, you had only 19 candidates that were female, so about 22% of your candidates were female, and then from that, 3 got elected. Women have different views, they have different perspectives, they bring a different angle. By not having those women represented at that table, Donegal is losing out.
And we have seen as well widespread abuse and harassment experienced by politicians, but in particular by women.
We've seen this, I don't know if you've had an eye on the recent by-elections, but we've seen in the recent by-elections where there has been a lot more, especially the line around Helen Alvoo, Janice Boylan, you know, they got a lot more harassment than we'd ever seen before, especially Helen Alvoo down in Galway. But there is, you know, and we from Women for Election have ran a lot of online safety measures. We are working a lot with the government and the task force on how we can protect these women. We also run a campaign on be part of a better conversation. So you know yourself, like, you go online and you see, if you go online, you see all these, unfortunately, these negative remarks. But many of us, like myself, would never think to put a positive remark. You think in your head, oh, but she's doing brilliantly. But a lot of us don't actually put that down. And then I think the other stat is like, for every, you need 5 positive remarks for every negative to outdo it, 1 negative remark. So part of what we're saying is go online, support these women as much as possible, like put in those positive comments.
And that was Darcy Lonergan. Foyle MP Colm Eastwood has paid tribute to former MLA and Derry councillor Annie Courtney, who has died. A nurse by profession, Annie Courtney joined the SDLP and was elected to Derry City Council in 1985. She served as Mayor of Derry in the 1993-94 term and was co-opted into the Assembly at Stormont when John Hume resigned his seat in December 2000. She didn't get the SDLP nomination to run in the 2003 Assembly election, so she resigned from the party in April of that year and saw out her term as an independent. She contested the 2003 election as an independent, but was not successful. Glenveagh National Park is set to receive greater legal protection under a new National Parks Bill being developed by government. The government says the bill will be one of the most significant developments in nature conservation legislation in the state's history, creating what it's calling a dedicated framework for the management and protection of Ireland's national parks. The bill is intended to create a clear framework for the parks, including stronger management plans, improved governance, public access, education and research. Glenveagh, with its protected habitats, walking trails, Victorian castle and historic gardens on the shores of Lough Fay, is regarded as one of the country's most visited natural attractions. Regional manager of the park, Dr. Emmett Johnson, says this will empower them to take more action on the ground.
We use the Wildlife Act and Habitats Regulations, as we call them, to regulate activities in the national parks. But really, those pieces of legislation weren't designed for that. So a dedicated piece of legislation to establish national parks and to allow us to regulate activities and protect the wildlife that's there will be very, very welcomed by us, certainly on the ground, as workers and operatives within the parks.
The new legislation that comes in, is there projects in particular that you think will benefit from this off the ground?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's the national parks are always a balance between protecting the natural landscape and the habitats and species that are there and allowing people or facilitating people to enjoy nature and to be in nature and immerse themselves there. But at really what we are looking to do is to have better regulation of people's activities. And those activities would be maybe the use of drones, fires, camping, climbing in certain times of year on crags where birds might be nesting. You know, typical activities that are okay at some times of year, but might not be at other times of year. They might pose an increased risk to the habitats and the nature that's found in the park.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports, home to a full range of Gaelic gloves designed for comfort, grip and performance. Shop now at michaelmurphysports.ie.
40 minutes to 6 o'clock. Good evening, Mark Gallagher.
Thanks, Donal. Good evening. We'll start with soccer. Darren Purse has been unveiled as the new manager of Sligo Rovers. The former Birmingham City defender arrives from Cardiff City and succeeds John Russell, who recently made the move to Shelburne. Sligo are rock bottom of the League of Ireland Premier Division and host Drogheda United tomorrow night. Finn Harps travel to Mount Hawk Park to face Kerry in the SSE Electricity League First Division this evening. Harps went out of the FAI Cup after a 1-0 defeat at home to Bray last week and currently lie bottom of the league standings. Former captain Gavin Cullen says it's an unfortunate position to be in with 13 games to go.
Oh, it's a tough game, as well documented, the first division. I don't think there's an easy fixture in it. Obviously Cork are a bit ahead of the rest, but everybody else is well capable of beating each other. We seen UCD beat Harps well in Fun Park a few weeks ago and then went and lost 6-0 to Bray, so anybody can beat anybody, and Harps know that and see that, and unfortunately, they've been at the wrong end of some results, which were tight games and maybe a bit of the rub of the green or even more quality in the final third. They may have been a lot higher up the league and looking at the playoffs, but that's where they're at the minute.
John Drummy will have live updates from the game at Mount Hawk Park with kickoff at 7:45. Also in the First Division this evening, Cove host Bray. Treaty United are at home to Athlone Town, and UCD are at home to runaway league leaders Cork City. There is just one game in the top flight this evening as St Pat's entertain Dundalk. There are a number of Foyle Cup finals taking place today. Among them, the Under-19 Boys final at 7 o'clock features Derrickview up against Cairn Donna in Ardmore. At the same time, in the Under-17 Boys final, Maximum Performance Academy take on Altrincham, and the Under-17 Girls final sees Derry City Colts face Glenelly Ladies. Goodlad Academy from the USA, headed by Donegal's Gavin Carlin, are currently contesting the Under-15 Girls decider against the Donegal Ladies in Moville. Jurgen Klopp says taking over as head coach of Germany is the high point of his career in football. In a deal which runs until 2030, the former Liverpool boss replaces Julian Nagelsmann, who stepped down after their last 32 exit to Paraguay at this summer's FIFA World Cup. Although excited about the role, Klopp has warned he won't let the media invade his personal life.
If you behave badly and don't let my family in peace, I'll be gone. I'll just turn away. I mean, I know that there are other countries where national team head coaches are treated even worse. But I am always, I mean, I love this job, but I'm always ready to just call it quits if need be.
Elsewhere, former Italy midfielder Andrea Pirlo is expected to be confirmed as the country's new head coach. Pep Guardiola and Carlo Ancelotti were approached, but neither could be convinced to accept the role. Italy have failed to qualify for the last three World Cups. In transfer news, Newcastle United have confirmed the signing of defensive midfielder Aladji Bamba from Monaco. The Frenchman has signed a five-year deal with the Magpies in a contract believed to be worth around £35 million. Moving on to Gaelic games, Mayo and Kerry have named their teams for Sunday's All-Ireland Senior Football Final at Croke Park. Defending champions Kerry have stuck with the same 15 that beat Dublin in the semi-final, but Paul Ganey returns to the squad after withdrawing from the last game through injury. There's one change in the Mayo side from their win over Louth. Conor Loftus is brought into the half-forward line with Paul Towie dropping to the bench. Former Dublin boss Jim Gavin says even though Kerry are heavy favourites, they might not have it all their own way.
Kerry are going to play 10 out of 10, and Kerry's consistency anyway has been questionable through the campaign. Like, a contrast to last year where they, you know, we all recall that maybe 15-minute spell against Armagh where they completely dominated the kick-out and they blitzed them out of the park. They didn't do that against Dublin. 50% of your attacks come originally from a kick-out, so they got at least a win around the 60% mark. They'll have been low enough anyway, but they got to get that same on their opposition kick-outs and their short score ratio. Look at Dublin's just below 50%. That ain't going to, if that happens on Sunday, actually for either team, you ain't going to win. So Mayo will have to match that and take their opportunities and probably score about 123, 124, which is a lot. Kerry will give you opportunities, and the vulnerability is in that full-back line.
Throw-in is at 3:30 on Sunday afternoon. Here in Donegal, tonight marks the last round of group games before the semi-finals in the Donegal Hurling Championship. In Group A, Sean McCool's meets Setanta, Bird hosts St Dunans, and Cairn Donna face Inishowen neighbours Buncrana. In Group B, Four Masters play Letterkenny Gales, and Iara Ballyshannon face St Dunans B. Dunlow versus Bert B has been postponed. In golf, Padraig Harrington is currently in second round action at the Senior Open. A short time ago, Harrington, who is the defending champion, was six shots behind leaders Gerry Kelly and Cameron Percy on even par. A five over par round of 75 means Paul McGinley will begin the weekend on three over should he make the cut. In darts, the quarterfinals at the World Match Play come to a close tonight. First up at the Winter Gardens is the meeting of 2007 champion James Wade and Dutchman Jan van Veen. Cameron Price's encounter with Ross Smith is the second match of the evening in Blackpool. In racing, the rescheduled Letterkenny races will take place tomorrow at Carrick at Dawson, just off the Letterkenny to Lifford Road near Raphoe. The first of a seven race card is at 2:30, and with a large attendance expected, the advice is to get along early. Finally, for this evening, Open Week is now on at Dunfanaghy Golf Club until Sunday the 2nd of August. Daily competitions include Stableford's and Better Balls. For more information, visit dunfanaghygolfclub.com. That is all from the Sports Desk for this evening, but don't forget to tune in for live updates from the Finn Harps game in Kerry from 7:45. Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Mark. Calls have been made for a review of road markings on the R250 between Letterkenny and Fintan, with concerns raised over safety. Councillor Donal Mandy Kelly is asking Donegal County Council to consider reinstating overtaking areas along parts of the route and changing them on others. He says sections of the road have become more dangerous since unbroken white lines were introduced in places. Officials say the markings are in line with the national standard for road markings in Ireland, which they're required to follow. Well, Councillor Kelly says he believes this is a situation where leeway is needed.
Over the past number of years, there's been different sections of the R250 that has been resurfaced. Sections that used to be broken white lines, which left them sections safe for overtaking. Since the resurfacing, the relining of them sections has been put on as continuous white lines. And what I'm seeing happening more often now, particularly there, for example, Barrack Junction, there on the turn up to Glens Holy Chapel, you have a crash there, you have a continuous white line. But because of the broken white lines now in the way out the road that have diminished, if you like, there's no overtaking sections. So they're coming on to the state of the road now, they're not paying heed to the continuous white line and they're overtaking. We see the same up there at McFadden's shop, where there's actually is broken white lines from there to the Ballygallen Junction. And I think that needs to be reviewed as well, because we see a lot of overtaking outside the shop and there has been numerous accidents there as well. And I think that that broken white line should be reviewed and moved to the other side of Ballygallen.
Agus an ish an nocht. Alev, ag colum ferreter.
Seamur ma has a colum ferreter in Shadlan the Priest Scalty. Togu ahantas dan ol o galahar, nol Johnny Sian, aski dort, ag foil tu evi a curriver shul and honored service you publi a clahan yeher na malav. Morha okaj the kuj na korle hondi, isha and a dogan buel toha o canter bardish. Ahantas the rinya na the groupi er yeh, as a will buncha ma aku, biuchin er one actual nashunta na idir nashunta. Athni ter nol go lehija mar stari udur, dramador a gusgrivdor, at Teresh Blianta Fada a Kaihubik Chagask, August in the Prevager or Pobble Skolgidor, Fara Corrin Gomor, La Pobble Nigeliga, is Nigeltakta Marain. A mask and a seher at Takarha, Igriak, Ignol, Gujisha, na an Lord Trasna and he, Agar Erskriven ye, Ahar Johnny Hyan, and Lord Ashuri Gidor, August and Lord Esterni, Tom Wongolo, Thomas McGill of Regia, Asholu, Le Garage. Tá cóirthaí tráchta agus marcan a bóthair dá cheangathe anois curtha I gathrú Gaeltacht a Belfairste. Tá an cóirthaíochtta I cheangathe seo ar bhóthair na Bhall idir bóthair Clúnaí agus bóthair na Carraige Bhaine, agus teaspantar leithí sin na Lenny Bus agus an tolas Páirceála a Scéalaigh Chomaigh. Díri go hinta le scéim na gúntúirí a teanga do chuid glór na Gael im Leona Arist, bhí dhá chúntúir agus bhí fástaithe and fihis in the monskola agus ir monskola sna bwailcha service I gaeltachta ar fod na tíra. Skeim tabakta I agus ta aasholas jarafa faitcha o skolana agus na kunturi fein major lishan skeim. Abri an na kunturi go dlu lish na munturi agus le privaji le kenche a yenu go nyeri tars ar na reimshi ar waila na skolana go joku fios ar chagask agus farbridge na geeliga an skolana saku. August a teclar emerty a cumsiha lyaka hama lahai tradfest bell first year a kellura hurt a mill and charton shaw hogging a mask emerty na kyokurum na Dominic McGill of Regia, Francis Martin, August a shoal hurt, Diane Cannon album Ursaki, Mina Kreva on Komai. August paid Hoskrook Lajuri Lahar Igfla Olu Amliona Arist, August Beshin Archonalu. Ag a jeru shartin ye, ag an fonche I gondi an dún, agus cur her tusla na comortus te sahern, sta clar emacti fla olu, fihi fihi sa se ar fail air lina, ag sieve na fele. Sin ma hoid se illegalair slan agus banacht.
Gwyr magad calum agus an ish an amsher. It'll stay Dry and bright this evening. Cloud quickly building tonight, bringing scattered outbreaks of rain or drizzle. Lowest overnight temperatures 13 to 15 degrees Celsius in light to moderate westerly winds, fresh at times. Tomorrow, cloudy with outbreaks of rain and drizzle, turning lighter and patchier for a time in the afternoon. Cooler and breezier than recently, with top temperatures 15 to 17 degrees Celsius in a moderate and occasionally fresh westerly wind. The main stories in brief. Almost €12,000 worth of drugs has been seized during a Garda operation across Donegal. A woman in her 20s is due in court this evening following the seizure of what Gardaí are describing as one of the most significant car bombs recovered in the Republic since the Good Friday Agreement. A man in his 40s remains in custody being questioned. A major police operation was launched in the Mavadi last night following reports of a man behaving threatening toward children in a local park, and a number of infrastructure projects, including the Letterkenny 110 kilovolt redevelopment project, have been fast-tracked under new laws prioritising critical infrastructure. We're back with news again at 7 o'clock. In the interim, check all today's news on highlandradio.com. But for now, from the news team, good evening. The obituary notices for this Friday evening of the 24th of July. The death has occurred of Sarah McDermott Barr, Slavery Buncrana. Sarah will repose at her residence from 7 o'clock this evening. Leaving there on Monday morning at 10:15, going to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by private cremation. The Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Wake private to close family and friends, please, by wishes of the deceased. The death has occurred of Desi Gallagher, Darney Heights, Brooklis. His remains will repose at Gallagher's Funeral Home, Station Road, Mount Charles, tomorrow from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m, reposing at his late residence on Sunday from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. A shuttle bus service will operate from the church car park in Brooklis to the wake house on Sunday. Funeral Mass on Monday at 12 noon in the Church of St. Joseph and St. Connell, Brooklis, with burial afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. House strictly private, please, on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of Joseph Boyle, Mean Boy, Kilcar. Josie's remains will repose at McCabe's Funeral Home, Ardra, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. tomorrow, with removal to St. Carthas Church, Kilcar, for 6 o'clock. Funeral Mass on Sunday at 11 in St. Carthas Church, followed by burial in the local cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Killybegs Community Hospital Comfort Fund. The Funeral Mass can be viewed on mcn.live. The death has taken place of Hugh McClafferty, Drimna Raw, Creasla, reposing at his late residence until 10 o'clock tonight and again tomorrow from 12 noon until 10 o'clock. Rosary nightly at 9. Funeral Mass in St Michael's Church, Creasla, on Sunday morning at 11, with burial afterwards in Doe Cemetery. The Funeral Mass can be viewed on mcn.live. Strictly family time, please, from 10 o'clock each night and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or James Harkin, funeral director. The death has taken place of Owen Duggan, Mina Loch, Nocfulla, reposing at Rorty's Funeral Home, Derry Beg, until rosary at 8 o'clock this evening. Removal afterwards to the family home in Mina Loch to repose tomorrow and Sunday. The house is strictly private to family only, please. Owen's Funeral Mass will take place on Monday at 11 in St. Columbkill's Church, Nocfulla, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The Funeral Mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty, Funeral Director's Facebook page, and via MCN Media. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to the Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member, or Kieran Rorty, Funeral Director. And the death has occurred of Caroline Murray, née Meehan, Drumgorman, Mount Charles, reposing at her late residence from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock tonight and again from 1 o'clock until 9 o'clock tomorrow. Funeral Mass on Sunday morning at 11:30 in the Church of the Sacred Heart, Mount Charles, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House private, please, on the morning of the funeral. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.